Evening, everybody. Rod Sloan here, looking ahead to day three of the third test match at Edgbaston. So, where are we in this current situation? England, 116 for two, chasing 260 by the Australians. Now, I think it was an Australian commentator that once said, the most exciting test matches aren't where teams score 400, but where teams score 250. So, who knows what's going to happen today? But if England get up to around a score similar to Australians' first innings and they get bowled out for that amount, I think we're going to have a very interesting, a very exciting, a very sweaty hands test match for the remainder of this duration. But the challenge is for all of us, isn't there? There are so many variables in this test match. There's so many variables, it makes the whole thing completely unpredictable and very, very exciting and enjoyable to watch, of course. So the first variable we're going to see today, of course, is England's batting, with Bell and Strauss at the wicket. Will they get out cheaply this morning, or will they go on? If they get out cheaply, what will England's late middle order do? Who knows? So that's the first challenge. And, you know, nobody would bet the mortgage on England getting a lead of 100, 150 or 200. That's what's glorious about this game. So who knows that, first of all. The second unpredictable or variable, of course, is Australia's bowling. Now, my view is this is a very ordinary Australian bowling team. But even this ordinary Australian bowling team, yes, ordinary Doug Jenner, well, it's going to have one good day, aren't they? They're going to have one good day where the decisions go their way. They're going to have one good day where they bowl accurately. They're going to have one good day where Australia hold a few chances, catch a few people out. Today might just be that day, of course. And if they do that, it could be very interesting. The third variable, and this is the one that's got all the Australian commentators chewing, mithering, whinging, and spewing, I think is their technical term, of course, is the umpiring. I think now most Australians do believe that Rudy Kirtson is a token Englishman. Well, here, you know, guys, come on, get a life. As a touring side, you can expect that the home team is simply going to get more decisions go their way than the touring side. Always has been. It takes place in every sport. Get over it. Get on with it. Okay, you need to bowl better, as simple than that. And if Mitchell Johnson clicks today, who knows what will happen. But I think the fourth variable, and the one that have the greatest control over this game, has nothing to do with cricket, and of course, is the glorious, glorious English summer. So who knows what's going to happen in Birmingham today? Bad light, rain, hay, maybe get some hail, snow, or a plague of frogs. Who knows? So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm looking forward to it. The fewer runs England get, of course, the more exciting it's going to be. But I think, you know, England have a great chance today to put some real, real pressure on Ricky Ponting and his boys and see how good this Australian team really are. If they are the world's number one team, then they'll come right back at England, put pressure on them, be able to bowl well. I'm not sure that Australia are the world's number one cricket team. The ICC rankings may say so. I reserve judgment on that. The Rod Sloan opinion is different. Hey, what do I know as a red-blooded or even a blue-blooded Englishman? So I'm looking forward to today. Who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be exciting. I think we may give the Australians a sniff here and there, but today may be the deciding day in this test series. But hey, we say that every day, don't we? Enjoy the day, however you listen to it or see it. Boo. Boo.